the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Morning.
Morning.
Ready to go for a great day. It's Tuesday. I'm on this.
Excited. Meg, is your mic? Oh, sorry. Oh. Your microphone's not on. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, we got you.
What's going on, guys? Anything special happened last night, Creepo?
No.
Nothing special. I'm just happy to be a part of this show because it's the best bit of the day.
Oh, bless.
The special bit's happening now.
I paid a lot of money to say these nice things.
Why dwell on the past? What do you mean?
Well, isn't the best part of your day seeing your fiancé of an evening?
Of course. Yeah, that's the best part of the night.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Jess, how are you today?
I'm good.
And you've had time away from your partner.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's nice. Do you like, want to be around him all the time, or are you happy to, like, let him do his thing?
I'm happy to have some time on my own.
Yeah.
He can do his thing. I don't really want to hear about it because it's fun and I'm just asleep, but that's okay.
Keep it interesting on the weekends. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I had a stressful drive to work, though, because I, like, forgot to check my fuel. And then do you know when you realize that you've got, like, literally no fuel left, but you don't know how long it's been like that?
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Regular basis
here. Yeah. And then fuel's so expensive here, so I was like, ugh.
Sam Armitage, are you complaining about it?
I was freezing standing at the pump for so long as well. There was just a lot of ughs. The guy was so happy. He's like, how are you? I was like, don't talk to me.
It's too early.
Happy people at 4 a.m.
I never used to talk to anyone early in the morning at the service station. I thought, do you know what? You don't need it.
Just
you
grunt
really
at them.
Some point, where are you?
How are you today?
Yeah.
Don't you dare ask me that.
Hey guys, our lads versus lasses up next, starting
yes,
your day, mate.
The lads 76, the lasses 82. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. You wanted to get to Even Stevens this week? Not going to happen, guys. Sorry. We have a $50 voucher for Juicy Records on Derby Street up for grabs, nice. Where the beats are as good as the bean. If you want to play, we need a lad and a lass. 13.09, we're going to do it next.
The Novos.
Lads. Versus lasses.
Yeah, I think we still need a lad on 13.09 if you want to play lads versus lasses. They're sitting on 76 right now. The lasses on 82. A $50 voucher for Juicy Records on Derby Street up for grabs. This place is really cool. Really great coffee, vinyl, like DJ equipment. They even do DJ lessons, which is really, really cool. So if you want to play, 13.09.
Okay, let's meet our lass first up this morning. Her name is Raylene. Good morning, Raylene.
Good morning, how are you?
Going well, thank you. How's your morning so far?
Oh, pretty good, I just woke up.
Oh, nice one. Nice one.
Bright and sprightly.
Here we go. All right, question number one for you, Raylene. What is a chalk line used for?
For builders, so that they get the mark.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Yeah, that's
we'll
pretty close.
That. Close
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Marking a straight line on a flat surface. Question number two. Which company makes the OnePlus line of battery tools?
OnePlus. Oh.
Ryobi. Question number three. The Navara Ute is made by which car company? The Navara.
Toyota?
No, it's Nissan.
Yes, no.
One on the board, not too bad, thank you very much.
All right, it's time to meet our lad this morning. His name's Aiden. He's from Singleton, a panel beater, and he says he's a straightforward kind of guy and looking forward to getting some points on the board. Hey, Aiden, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Do you have a call coming in at the moment? Because it sounds like there's a call waiting sort of situation happening.
On my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it was just a mess.
Oh.
I don't think we can get... Do you think we can get through this whole thing with this going on?
I don't know. Let's just pull that down for a second.
It's an issue with our phone.
Oh.
How exciting.
Oh, bugger. Well, there you go. Try your love technology.
Yeah, brand I know, new
phones.
Right?
The old phones we had were so much better.
Do we try and go back to him one more time and see if it's still there? And if not?
It's not there.
Hey!
Hey, then let's do this.
All right, let's get into your questions, all right?
Yep.
Okay, number one for you. Number five is a popular perfume by which brand? Something.
Beyonce. No.
Hey, good guess. No, it's Chanel. All right, number two. That Chanel number five. Very. Is that expensive?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it's expensive without having Classic. Ever bought it. Yeah. All right, number two. Which hairstyle was Amy Winehouse known for wearing? Which hair? What's it called? The hairstyle. You can imagine it.
It's where an insect lives.
Oh, come on.
A comb. A comb.
Not a comb.
No. Really, you're on the right track there, even with the clue, but no, it's a beehive. Looks like the old beehive. All right, number three. This one's multiple choice. And just keep in mind, you got to get this right if you want to go to a tiebreaker, all right?
All right.
The first original lip smacker flavors were green apple, orange, chocolate, and what? Now, this is multiple choice, okay? Is it A, vanilla, B, strawberry, or C, coconut?
I only had B, strawberry.
You got it. Which means it's...
Good job. Tiebreaker.
Time for this.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Aiden, heads or tails for the win, mate?
We're going to go tails.
Tails, flip the coin, please. Crevo.
Oh!
Ooh.
It's gone on the floor. Yeah, it's right there.
We'll move it over.
As heads.
Oh,
damn it. Sorry, man.
Lasses win.
Unfortunately for you. Well, good for Raylene.
Raylene, $50 for Juicy Records on Derby Street.
Good stuff.
Amazing.
Crevo, up next, we're talking a brand new restaurant in Sydney, which, man, I think this is the best invention of all time.
This is very exciting because what is being launched is a Karen restaurant. Now, what this entails is a restaurant you can go to where you're encouraged to complain about the service. You'll be served by waitresses with short haircuts who are rude to you. It's the whole Karen experience with apparently really good food. So that's a little added bonus. We're going to get into some of the details because they've really put a lot of thought into this. It's hilarious.
Okay, we'll do it next.
The Novos. My name is
Yeah, so this is, I think this is really cool. They've opened up this restaurant where you're encouraged to go in and complain about the service. I guess the staff there will be really rude to you and have really short haircuts and stuff. It's playing on the whole Karen vibe to try and sell burgers, basically, and it's working. I mean, it's so cool. Very, very popular, actually, this place.
So it's only a pop-up, though, isn't it?
Oh, I think it'll last a few months because we were saying this yesterday, no chance that this would last longer than the craze of the term Karen.
What's so fascinating, though, you go in and they just treat you like shit. You just sit down. Hi, can I get a table? Is it just you? Sorry, you're not waiting on anybody to come and have lunch with you? How sad. Okay, follow me. It's that vibe.
Which is so... I think it's great. I mean, because it's rare that you can go to a place and expect they'll be rude to you.
Yeah. There were some Google reviews which I found fascinating.
Oh, yes. I'm just bringing those. I'm going to bring those up right now.
Because, look, it's a really hard one to review on Google, I'd imagine, because even though, like, you know the service is going to be bad.
Yeah.
But if the food's good, like, surely you're not going to get on there and say, oh, the waitress was rude to me.
Yeah. Well, you're encouraged to give a one star, even though you really kind of want to give five stars.
That's so true. All right, so here's one of the Google reviews. I went in there expecting rude service and was pleasantly surprised. 10 out of 10. The burgers and fries were quite good, but the wait staff were very rude. I would be back again. Expect to be waited on by rude waiters and waitresses, and if you love that, this is the place for you. 10 out of 10. A lot of stuff. Oh, my God, so many reviews here. Okay, this one. A great 50s-inspired diner, rude staff, it's fun and different. Also, great cocktails. 5 stars. Great burgers, fab wine, poor service, many laughs. This is the place for you. Our waitress even did a high kick for no reason.
I'd love to take... really love to take somebody in there that wasn't aware that it was like a Karen restaurant. And
that's
that
brilliant.
Whole situation would be so hilarious.
I love this one as well. I absolutely loved the experience. It's rare you can go into a restaurant and get rude staff. Hilarious. 5 stars. I'll be back. Or maybe not.
There's something kind of hot about it though, don't you think?
What do you find it sexy if the wait staff are rude to you?
Just being spoken down to.
Oh, okay. This is a little part of your personality I never knew about, Maddie.
No, but like, I can see how some people would like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bit confused by.
So, is it the whole? Is there a power dynamic thing or something?
Maybe.
Is it
the white really stuff? Unpacked that section of my mind.
I think we're going to have to at some point because
I'm not opposed to it.
So it's like the white staff is a very good-looking guy, comes out one button, you know, Kimber, he goes over to you. You'll sit over there. And that's okay. Is that the sort of thing you're into? You'll order the burger meal number 2, but right now.
But I don't like that burger.
That's not my problem. You'll have to order it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, I think we've discovered something interesting about your personality. How fascinating. That's become the more interesting part of this chat.
I think we need to go purely to work on this.
Yeah, well, let's and also maybe go to the Karen restaurant.
You guys are just lying to yourselves.
I'm not turned on by people being rude to me.
Jackson, do you get it or am I alone here?
No, you're alone there, mate.
Well, see, I feel like you would be the one, though, Jackson, to do the talking down to. Yeah. Like, but you would be talking down to your partner.
Oh, I'm not like that, but I would not have that happen to me. I'm not going to go and pay for that experience. I want people to wait on me hand and foot.
I think Jackson's on the other side of the power dynamic.
Would you go? That's what I mean. Would you go, Jackson, to the Karen restaurant?
No, because it would make me so, like, furious. Like, even though I know it's an act, I would be infuriated that my money is going towards people treating me bad.
Do you know what's great about this, though? Apparently, if you're rude back to them, they only get ruder. So it's this full power struggle.
Yeah, I'd be arrested.
And a Jay Brunner was arrested this evening after a confrontation in the Karen-based restaurant this evening. You'd be all over the news. No, it's a bit of fun. Worth checking out if you like rude service.
Yeah.
We're allowed to go to Sydney in a week or two, so get involved.
Team trip.
Yeah. Why not?
To
apparently
Karen's.
The food is really good.
Yeah, I'd be keen.
The Novos.
Everybody! The next time I say, hey, Maddie, you want to come out for a drink and you rock
I'm
up at...
I'm going to say no.
No. When you rock up at 11 o'clock, that's where I think the issue started.
You need to get over that, Meg. I'm sorry I was late.
No, it's not the fact that you were late. It's the fact that you were a couple of lemonades down at this point.
Well, yeah, my housemate on the weekend, Lizzie, she got home. She worked on the weekend, so she didn't get home till 7:30.
Yeah.
And we thought, we'll have a couple of drinks here before we head out. Lizzie took like 2-3 hours to get ready. So I was like, okay, I'll just hang around.
For some people, it's a bit of a process.
And I'm going to be really honest with you, Meg. The real reason that we were late.
Yeah.
It's because it was like torrentially raining outside.
No excuse. You wear a hat everywhere. You're not
Lizzie doesn't.
Hair.
Try getting a woman out in the rain.
Of course,
it does not work.
She had a giant jacket she could have held over her head.
Wasn't a hoodie.
Yeah. No, you hold it over your head.
Hey, let's not worry about the timing.
The timing isn't the issue here. So we're sitting at the pub. The band has finished. It's about quarter to 12. Mm. Be quiet inside. So you and Lizzie decided to partake in a bit of a game of making awkward sounds in public.
Your friend was with us as well, and
he didn't start.
He contributed.
Did he?
Yes.
I don't remember him.
I'll tell you, I've got the audio.
Oh, is he in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
All right.
Not all your friends are perfect, darling.
Oh, I know they're not. Ooh. Oh.
Bird sounds.
Ooh.
That was your friend.
Oh.
It's the middle of Honeysuckle Hotel, by the way. I apologize.
The middle of Honeysuckle Hotel, and then we walk out and go pretty much out front of my apartment to get our Uber, where those sounds started again.
What did you say as well? You were like, oh, be quiet. I don't want my partner to hear that we're out the front. Here we are making bird sounds.
It sounds like the jungle sort of vibes going on.
What the hell? I'm not drinking ever again.
Oh, I've heard that before and but I don't believe it.
I want to know what was going through your head at this particular point, if you can remember. Why did you start making these sounds in the first place?
I think it's funny.
Lizzie and I were talking about a video of this guy who does the same thing.
He
like films himself on TikTok going to like quiet libraries and stuff.
Yeah,
and makes really loud
sounds. So we're like, let's give it a go.
So you're trying to go viral on TikTok? You recorded the sound, so obviously you might be.
I think it's quite entertaining. Because often a lot of public spaces are too quiet and boring.
I do remember Lizzie saying, though, you are not to play this on air.
Well, no, it's your fault.
Okay, I'll take the blame. You're the one who recorded it, but I'll take the blame.
Because, Meg, when you do this job, you always have to have the recorder rolling when things like this happen.
Oh, that's true.
Otherwise, we'd have nothing to talk about.
And I'd have nothing to listen and laugh at.
Have you not done something
of embarrassing? Of course I have. I've done that exact thing
have
in the
you
past.
Really?
Of course. Making a funny noise in a quiet place is hilarious. There's no doubt about it.
I think the best part is that we're about to shut the pub, so we really couldn't get kicked out because we're getting kicked out regardless.
It was getting closed anyway.
It was getting closed
anyway. You didn't get any dirty looks or anything?
I'm 31. What the hell?
Live your life as a young person. It's better. Feel young. Feel good. The Novos. And I can get you
out. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
And I'm so excited to bring this back. We are playing What's My Age Again up next. Of course, everyone that gets on the show this week in for a chance for a voucher for Kids World Playland at Stockland Greenhills, right? Very cool prize. And also, we need a couple of players for this. So very simple game. We ask you a couple of questions and you try and sort of discreetly fool us with your answers and then we try and guess your age.
Very simple. I love this game. Yeah. I'm the best at this game. Still leading the leaderboard. I'm leading on 27 points, followed by Meg on 24, Crevo 22.
Oh, my God. I really need help to catch up on this one. So 13-10-09, if you'd like to play, we ask you a couple of questions and guess your age. Very simple.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, I'm so excited to bring this back. A very simple game. We ask you a couple of questions about your life, a little bit abstract, and then you answer them in sort of in a, I guess, discreet way, and we try and figure out what your age is based on your voice and the questions alone, right? Very simple. Maddie is absolutely slaying at this. 27 points. Meg on 24. I'm on 22.
I noticed just slightly off topic for one second that you've been saying the word slay a lot.
I was about to comment on this.
What's going on?
I don't know. I just like it.
Gayness rubbing off on you? I think it might be.
I like it. It's a good word.
All right, let's go to our first player this morning. Andrea, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Going well, thank you. All right, let's do this. Question number one. What kind of shoes do you wear to the pub?
Well, I haven't been to the pub for a while, but my work shoes at the moment are Skechers.
Okay.
Question two. What kind of lawnmower do you own?
Well, I just bought a new one, and it's a Matterport.
So somebody's excited about a lawnmower.
Okay.
Wears Skechers.
Also, they are I'm pretty sure Massport expensive lawnmower.
Quality lawnmower. All right, I'm going to take.
Doing well in life.
We're all going to take a guess here. I'm going to say 30. 34.
I think you are 36.
37.
Oh, so close, all of you, but one of you's got it, 36.
Oh, Maddie.
Maddie,
oh,
1 point on the board.
Being
well done.
Bloody on.
Okay.
Andrea, thank you.
Let's meet our next contestant now.
Yeah, let's go to Sharon. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing really, really well.
Oh, Sharon.
I think we're going to have to...
We'll come back to Sharon.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tammy.
Hey, right. Tammy, how you doing?
Good.
That's the way.
So much quieter.
Oh, I feel so zen all of a sudden.
All right, here we go.
Let's kick this off. What model of mobile phone do you own?
A Samsung Galaxy Note 10.
Okay.
Big phone.
Big phone. Very nice. Okay, next question. What are you watching on Netflix at the moment?
You.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show. I've heard that's great.
Okay, Tammy, you are 28.
27.
Oh, you know, I was going to say 27. I'm going to say 29.
Oh, you are so adorable.
How old?
I'm 40.
Oh, no
one
way.
For me. Oh, my God, you sound very so young.
Very young sounding.
Yeah, and obviously watching the young shows and stuff.
Let's go back to Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, that's good. Much better.
That's better.
Lovely.
All right, here we go.
Hey.
Question for Sharon. What is your go-to order at McDonald's?
I hate McDonald's. But
okay.
Well, that's also an answer.
Yeah, that's true. Fine. That's fine.
Okay. When did you last go on a date and where did you go?
Driving.
Oh, okay. Like out at Head and Greeter there. A nice one. Okay, I think you are, I'm going to say 42.
I'm going to say 47.
43?
I'm 53.
Oh, Maddie, yay! Another one.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Now we know why you wanted to bring this game back.
He absolutely slays at it.
One bet. There it is again.
You heard it. You heard
three
it. You know it.
Day. Wow, what a treat.
Hey,
the word slay, slay, slay.
I aim to
you
impress
go, girl.
And delight.
You go,
that's
girl.
That's what I'm here for, you to impress
you
and delight.
You do you. Hey, up next, I want to talk about a big item that everybody's talking about for sale at Kmart. Now, Kmart in the last, I'm going to say maybe 1 to 2 years, has almost competed with Aldi in that special buyers market.
Mm.
So they advertise something that's really cheap and super useful that you really wouldn't think about buying is in your everyday life. This particular item is constantly sold out, so we're going to do a bit of an investigation next. It's the Enco coffee grinder.
I assumed it was going to be an air fryer.
No, the Enco coffee grinder. So
interesting.
It's like almost a little Nutribullet for your coffee beans.
Okay.
Oh, that would be quite handy, actually.
Yeah.
People want to buy this thing, but it's just sold out constantly. Mm. They never, just don't have it in stock.
Okay, you've got a bit of a theory as to why.
I've got some theories next for you why it's never in stock.
The Novos.
Yeah, just chatting before, guys, about this item that's never in stock at Kmart. My mum's actually been looking for this item because she got a new coffee machine at home. And
oh,
she's
nice.
Been chasing these coffee grinders, right?
Yeah.
But it's basically a Nutribullet for the coffee beans. So
yeah.
It's a cylindrical shape, maybe about 20 centimetres high. Fairly, you know, average product. $13 Enco brand at Kmart.
So you think this... be easy, you just go pick one up like with your kettle at the same time.
Yeah.
Turns out she's been chasing this product now for 2 months. Different Kmart stores. It's out of stock at every single one.
So you can't even get it for delivery or anything.
You can't
like
get
that.
It online. You can't find it in store. And people have been asking this as well. This has hit Reddit. A lot of people on there going, every time I go in to buy this fairly useful item that can be used not only for coffee, but if, you know, Creva, you make lots of things at home.
I do,
chopping
yeah.
up leaves and, like, basil leaves and stuff.
Oh,
and making pestos,
yeah.
all that kind of
sort
gear.
Of herbs and dried herbs and stuff.
Yeah. Nobody can find one. So it got me thinking, why are they out of stock all the time?
Interesting.
And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I think I know why. All I have to do... just put some music on and relax.
Oh, this
put
is
my
the
feet up.
This is the good music for relaxing while sipping on the coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing better than just kicking back putting some tunes on and just chilling out.
Yet very relaxed.
Very relaxed. Yeah,
with the coffee, it's always better.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe the coffee grinder, when people are grinding all this coffee, then they get inspired to make other foods, which you use the grinder for
maybe
as well.
Maybe like...
So it's like one thing leads into another.
Yeah.
Because you grind up your oregano, say, to put on your pizza.
Yeah.
When you get a bit hungry late at night, pop that in the oven.
The chocolate chips for when you make brownies.
Yeah. That's also possible. This coffee grinder, it's so useful. No wonder people are buying it everywhere.
There's so many different purposes.
And for only $13.
What a bargain.
That is I want to try and get one, but of course I'll never be able to get one.
No.
I'm pretty sure there's a waiting list for it.
I wonder if there's a secondary market for these.
Oh.
People buying them and...
What do you mean? What else could...
Or buying them and sell... No, just selling them second...
Like something you would do.
Buying them, marking them up. And then selling them for a profit.
We know, Meg. Yeah. Crevo likes to get, cheap junk and mark it up and sell it off to other people. Would you maybe look at getting into this?
Well, hey, if I could get my hands on them for $13 each.
This is why I see you hanging out at Kmart all the time.
I'm looking for the coffee grinders.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. It's the main customers for it, 15-year-old lads in TNs and I don't know what they, who knew that they drank so much coffee.
Right. They might be very budding chefs. I don't know.
Oh, that's also possible, using it for the oregano.
Doing their culinary degree at TAFE.
Is that a bay leaf you've chopped up in there, young boy?
Who knew that young lads were so across herbs?
And also coffee. Big cafe culture amongst the lads.
Maybe they're very environmentally friendly. They're not using the coffee pods because they're bad for the environment. Well, they're grinding up their own coffee.
You think they're all for a green economy?
Yeah.
What's in that bum bag there that you've got across your shoulder, young lad? Oh, it's coffee beans. Who knew? Is that what's rattling around in there?
Look, if you can get one, let us know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If Maddie's mum's after one, apparently.
Maddie's mum's well keen for one.
Actually, just for coffee.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What else are they going to use it for? Are you crazy?
Well,
it's a coffee grinder.
It's true. Yeah. Anyway, keep your eye out. Who knows? What a handy product.
Hey, if they come in stock and you see one, please
Crevo
let us know.
Buy the whole lot.
Aldi need to do a knockoff version like they do with everything else.
Call it Banco.
The Banco.
The Banco coffee grinder.
Good old Kmart.
Yeah, who knew?
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
All right, guys. Halloween is five sleeps away. Not counting down at all. Very excited. We do a big Halloween at Mum's house every Halloween, every single year. And yesterday I actually went over to her place and we packed 150 Halloween lolly bags.
Oh my God.
During COVID, especially after coming out of lockdown and stuff, I'm not usually a big Halloween fan.
Yeah.
But I think any reason for us to get together and, get the joy out of life, I'm into.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I was actually packing these bags yesterday, just checking the work Facebook page.
Yeah.
And a voice memo came through about Halloween. She must have heard me talking about it all the time because she had something to say about it.
This is what came through.
Hey, guys. So I'm seeing everyone getting into the whole Halloween thing, and I've got to be honest, it's the worst time of year. We teach kids about stranger danger, but think it's okay to let them knock on people's doors with lollies. And then when you add COVID into the mix, it's honestly ridiculous. And I think that anyone letting their kids trick or treat is a bad parent.
Oh, that kind of hit a little bit.
Are you going to go out for coffee with her?
Probably not. See, we have it a little bit different in the area that my mum has Halloween. Basically, people have little balloons they put on the front of their house to say, yes, we're doing Halloween, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think there's anything wrong. Stranger danger isn't a thing because the parents should be taking the kids around.
Don't want to isolate that one.
No,
absolutely not.
I think I get the COVID thing.
Yeah.
don't be knocking on the door. Maybe just try and be COVID safe this year. I mean, put the little bags out. You're doing the right, your mum's doing the right thing, I think, by putting them in bags.
Yeah.
Leave them at the front. There's, you know, other ways to do it. You don't have to go and give them a hug. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, for me, bad parent thing maybe is a little bit off, but the COVID thing, I'm actually a little bit concerned about that because a lot of kids aren't vaccinated
yet.
That's
true.
And obviously, they could then, this could become some kind of spreading situation because they're going from house to house to house, grabbing candy. And you might say, hey, no hugs or whatever, high fives. But if they see someone they know, some parent they know at a house, you might not be able to resist the whole situation. So, I don't know, maybe this is This is not the year still.
So do you think that they aren't, like, the bad parents thing is a step too far? Because really, basically what you're saying is that if, you know...
Don't let them out this year.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got to say it. Don't let them out this year. It's still too early.
We'll unpack it a bit more next, hey?
Yeah. 131009. Are you a bad parent if you let your kids go out trick-or-treating?
It's not the year.
Jessica, very harsh.
That's a bit full on, but I'm saying it's COVID still. There's a pandemic still on.
Yeah, so Halloween, five sleeps away. A lot of people are tossing up whether they should let their kids trick-or-treat this year. I understand COVID is still a thing, especially in Newcastle at the moment. But last year, for example, COVID was still a thing. There were no vaccines about. People were still trick-or-treating like normal. We had... at my mum's place, who does the Halloween display, we had quite a few measures in place to obviously be a bit safer. No one was allowed on the property. We had a delivery system from the top of the driveway to the bottom that delivered the treats down. We sprayed it all with Glen 20. We had hand sanitizer at the front of the house.
So, question.
I think that gets an exemption.
Is your mum doing that this year?
We're tossing out what we're going to do because we're not sure about whether.
I would say that it's probably more important to do it this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Rather than last year.
Yeah, with Delta.
Yeah. And look, that sounds like the safest situation I've ever heard of.
I know a lot of people aren't going to go to that extent. I understand that. But I still think getting outside, and I had a look just then before as well, because everyone's saying, oh, the kids are going to be mingling, all that kind of stuff. Places like your kids' playland places, like Megamania, they're open at them, or they're opening this week. They're going to be mingling as well. So I
That's
don't really
true.
See...
That's true. They are going to school
what
and
much
stuff.
What much difference there is.
Well, we did get this Facebook voice memo from Jessica, not a fan of the whole situation.
Hey, guys. So I'm seeing everyone getting into the whole Halloween thing, and I've got to be honest, it's the worst time of year. We teach kids about stranger danger, but think it's okay to let them knock on people's doors with lollies. And then when you add COVID into the mix, it's just, it's honestly ridiculous. And I think that anyone letting their kids trick-or-treat is a bad parent.
Oh,
I think
shots
the
fired.
Bad parent line is a little bit too much.
Yeah.
A little bit too much.
We all know parents like to judge each other.
That's true.
I'm going to say, I just think maybe still not the year. I mean, your mum's situation sounds safer than the safest practices in any business ever.
So you think, to be clear, Meg, let her rip. Halloween 2021, make it happen.
I'm going to say, because I think there's still going to be people who are like sticking their hand in a bowl of public M&M's out there.
Yeah.
And that's just no at this point. Let's go to Robbie up first. How you doing?
Hey, Robbie, how are you?
I'm good.
That's the way. Now tell us, do you think if you let the kids out, are you a bad parent this Halloween?
No, what I'm going to do is take a big bag of M&M's.
Big spray bag of Glen 20.
Spray the people before they...
You can't do that, Robbie.
And then as the kids leave each house, we're spraying them too, and we're going to be wearing hazmat suits.
So you're dressing your kids as their costume in PPE, is it? You've dressed as a COVID ward nurse.
Thank you, Robbie. Let's go to Helen up next. Hey, Helen, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
Yeah, going well. Tell us, do you think you're a bad parent if you let your kids go trick-or-treating this year?
No, 100% not.
Are you doing it with your kids?
No, I probably won't do it. I'll probably be hungover, so I won't take them out. I think that after the, like, you know, the 2 years nearly, people should know the rules, social distancing, whatever.
Yeah.
We take our kids back to the shopping centre. That makes you a bad parent. We're sending out.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I hear what you're saying. Essential shopping, be different though. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Crystal, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you a bad parent if you let your kids go trick or treating?
I think that's just insulting, saying it's a bad parent. Working with kids, I've seen some fucking parents, and.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you get though her concern that, you know, a lot of kids aren't vaccinated at the moment, and the pandemic looks very different than it did last year? Like, maybe wrong choice of words, but do you get people's like reservations about wanting to keep their kids safe this year?
I but as a teacher, like, I've been forced to go back to the classroom after 13 in the classroom, not boogers, like changing kids because I work in the bed, like letting them go to the pool and swimming everybody else's feces or whatever else they might allow in pools.
Yeah.
So why can't you walk around the street, stand out the front, hand out some lollies?
Yeah.
My kids are looking forward to it, and it's good for them to have something to actually look forward to because they've had a pretty crap year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I get
that. Hey, you've made a good point.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know where you guys would sit on this, so I kind of swiped a couple yesterday from the stash. Just to encourage you.
My mind has changed.
This is called bribery, I think.
Not bribery. This is just encouragement to what you might be missing out on if you miss out on Halloween.
This feels safe because it's wrapped up in plastic and it's not out of a share bowl of M&M's. This is what I imagine every kid is like dipping their snotty hand in a bowl of M&M's. And then, actually, I don't want those ones. I only like green ones. So taking them all out.
So paternal, Crevo. Those snotty little hands.
Well, kids do that. They can't help it. We're all kids once.
These are great, Meg. And I do think if you are doing a trick-or-treat situation this year, especially if you are giving lollies, just get some little bags and wrap them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always best, I think. Just give them a little package, right?
So very much good. So.
Yeah.
Birthday lotto. Oh, yes. Next, Crevo.
This is very exciting, of course. Your chance at $350. We've given away so much in the last couple of weeks, thousands of dollars. Why not be a person that wins? We're looking for people born in August up next. If that's your month, now's your chance. 13, 10, 09.
The Novos.
Elton John. Dua Lipa, Cold Heart at New FM, welcome 7:53. Jackson and I were just talking off air. He'd love to get sledged by Elton John. Is that true, Jackson?
Yeah, him and his old little face. Oh, I'd love to just squish it. I've got cute aggression when it comes to Elton John.
It sounds like you're talking about a pug or something.
Well, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Do you think Dua Lipa's doing the same thing? Oh, you little pug, I'm going to squeeze your cheeks.
I can imagine that happening at the back of the recording studio. There's a lot of lounges always in those places. Lounges and Persian rugs. All right, let's do birthday lotto. Chance at $350. We've given away thousands in the last couple of weeks, so let's keep while the ball's rolling, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, going to Michelle in Rutherford, works in law, originally from Sydney, came to Newcastle via Tamworth. She's an animal lover, in particular, Meg, birds. Ooh. Love some birds. Yeah. And if she could have any dinner with any celebrity, it'd be Elvis. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today? Hello. Michelle. Hello.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Michelle.
Michelle.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, there she is.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, we've got you. We've got you. Oh, you know what? Michelle's listening to the radio, not to the phone.
Michelle.
Hang on. I'm in the car.
This is, you know what, just talk amongst yourself, entertain yourselves while Michelle gets her situation sorted.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
Hey, going well.
Communication's been established.
I love that.
That's amazing.
I feel like we're connecting with Apollo.
Michelle, tell us, Elvis, why him? Why do you want to have dinner with Elvis?
Oh, I reckon he was fantastic when he was alive.
Question for you, Michelle. Like, I know, like, I look at some old movie stars and think, oh, they were good looking in their time. Do you think you would have gone Elvis back in the day?
Maybe not.
Well, because there's a couple of eras you got to remember with Elvis. There was skinny Elvis, and then there was pork chop and bacon Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis. When it, before he passed away, when he just ate peanut butter smothered pork chops every meal.
Mm.
That was a different Elvis, wasn't it?
There was. I think maybe the younger years.
That's what you prefer? Fair enough.
Don't they have...
Everyone's into different stuff.
Don't they have an Elvis festival in parks?
They do.
They do.
Oh, Michelle. So. Oh, imagine that. What a day.
Well, one of the people that works at our sister station goes out there and is one of the hosts.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he dress up as Elvis?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that.
Like, that might be more of an off-air conversation, but it's very funny.
All right, let's do this. Playing for 350, Michelle.
All right. Were you born on the 18th of August?
Oh, no. Oh,
sorry, damn it. Sorry. It was fun talking to you about Elvis, though.
Thank you.
I had a great time.
Yeah, haven't had Elvis chat in a long time.
I was the one for the money. Can you continue? It's a two for the show. Three, get ready now. Go, cat, go. Why don't you step on my blue sweat shoes? I never thought we'd do that on this show, but that's
you
okay.
And I doing a duet. What a lot of fun.
Guys, we're playing 20K Road to Freedom straight after the news. A whole heap of prizes are up on the wheel. Your chance to win something great. 13 10 09. If you want to play, we'll do it next. The Novos.
UFM's 20K Road to Freedom.
Yeah, how exciting is this? For the last couple of weeks, we've been giving people the chance to score themselves a share in $20,000 worth of prizes. We've given away so many so far, and there's still a bunch more left on the wheel, and this is your chance at it. Very simple.
All right, let's meet our contestant this morning. UFM, hello.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Hey, good, mate. What's your name?
Jake,
tell me, mate, have you been hearing the different prizes and thinking to yourself, I could have won that. I wish that was me. Yeah. All right, well, it is you today. Let's do this, man. We're spinning the wheel. Who would you like to spin it for you, me, Crevo, or Meg?
You.
Oh, no, thanks, man.
No pressure.
No pressure. We'll get him a good one.
Let's spin this up. Let's go. Oh, some good stuff.
Too
still
fast.
On there.
How good is this? Very exciting. Ooh. You've won yourself a little staycation. Meg, reveal what it is.
Yes, so it's a weekend stay at Wanji Point Holiday Park for four people.
Oh, how good.
Beautiful. Wanji's gorgeous.
And it's a great part of the world. Well done, man.
Thanks for that. That would be good because I've got a young kid too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Worth $250. So good. Congratulations, man. Playing right across your work day as well, guys.
Yeah. Up next, I have a bit of a bone to pick with Maddie.
Yeah.
Something happened on the weekend and I'm blaming you for this.
I'm never going out with you again. Know, you've done is whinge.
I know. Because
you're a naughty boy, Maddie.
I'm a delight.
He's a delight, but then you get a couple of cordials in and that changes from delight to something else. So last
Delight's
week...
Delight's a nightmare.
Yeah, last week I checked my Uber and I said I was still... Like, I've had Uber for however long it's been in Australia, really. I've had a 5-star rating on Uber and apparently that's quite rare.
Mm. Yeah, I've never heard of anyone with a 5-star rating.
Now, we got an Uber. It was just myself, you, your housemate Lizzie, and my friend Luke.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I am now at 4.91 stars on Uber.
Now, look, terrible, but I'm fascinated how you arrived at the conclusion that it was me who ruined your Uber rating.
But you're here, so I'm going to blame
you. Give us the reasons why you think you got scored down.
Well, more of the fact that
I don't remember the rank.
When I get into an Uber, I'm quite polite with the driver. I am very respectful.
Mm.
You, my friend Luke, and Lizzie decided to jump in the Uber and pretend you were British, first of all.
Oh, that's right.
Horrible British accent.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
That's what the majority of the ride was.
Oh,
but
I'm
then
having flashbacks
you got
now.
Into an argument with a friend, with my friend, about Big Brother. and your favourite contestants.
Yeah,
and there were a lot of expletives in this conversation from the lot of you. And I've gotten out of the Uber after we've finished the ride, and he's gone. I apologise for the language used. And he's gone, that's fine. And then all of a sudden,
you didn't know what was going on.
And then all of a sudden, I have lost 0.9 of a star.
Almost one star.
Almost one
Hello,
star.
Hello, mate. How you doing? You're right at McDown, eh?
So I would like your explanation
The rating must have been, because you would have ridden heaps times at Uber, right?
Absolutely.
So to get almost a whole star off in one fell swoop, it'd be like a one or two star.
Is there a zero star option?
Yeah, there is.
Maybe you offended him with your choice of Big Brother contestants. I don't know.
Maybe it was a terrible British accent.
I want to know, 13109, has someone ruined your Uber star rating?
Well, maybe
because
it was
I'm
you.
Because I'm absolutely devastated. It was not me.
No, I'm saying.
I was a delight.
What do you get for having five stars, Meg? You know what you get? Nothing.
You get, like, better service, I think.
No, you don't.
Well, I think
guaranteed.
You
get
picked up easier, maybe.
No, you don't. If I was an Uber driver,
someone with a low rating.
We spoke to producer Jackson about this yesterday. What was your Uber rating?
Oh, I ended up deleting Uber because my Uber rating was so bad and no one would ever pick me up. But in my defense, right, it was just because I'd correct their driving. I'd ask them if they've had alcohol, etc. I think it's fine. And do you know what? If you're paying for a service like that, I don't think we should be the ones
getting
rated.
Judged. Mm.
Like, I find it a bit unfair. Anyway, you're lost. You don't get me in your Uber. I'll get a cab.
One, three cabs for you, my friend.
The Novos. And we're talking Uber ratings. Oh, sorry, Meg's ruined Uber rating right now.
Ruined being the key word. Thank you very much. I've had Uber for like 10 years nearly. And all of a sudden, I'm no longer a five-star Uber rating after a Uber ride with Maddie over the weekend.
Jackson brought up a really good point before. I think it's a totally backward system with Uber. It should be the customers that have the controls.
Yeah, but you know what? I understand.
You would, I understand, baby.
If you're a driver, you don't want someone who has one star because they keep vomiting in their cars.
Or
I wouldn't pick
Jackson,
them up.
Jackson just like critiquing their driving.
But is that bad? Should I not be picked up because I say, hi, sir, have you had any alcohol? Hi, sir, why are you going the long way? Hi, sir, can you stay in the lines? Hi, sir, I don't like the temperature. Hi, sir, you don't need to wear that much perfume. Like, it's constructive criticism, right? Like, they should be rating me five stars because I'm giving them life advice. You pay a lot for a life coach.
You do. It's very expensive.
You know what? Sometimes you don't feel like talking to an Uber driver, especially if, like, you're going home from a night out and you know how they have that don't talk to me option?
Yes.
The quiet seat.
They never respect that.
Can you actually activate that in Uber? Because I heard about it, but I didn't know if you
activated it. No, I've used it before, yeah.
Oh,
and they didn't respect it.
How are you? Good, good. So what's happening?
I already activated the feature.
Half the Uber drivers I've had recently don't say a word to me. I love it.
Do you know what, Meg? You're just a sucker for the Uber marketing because they want you to brag about your five-star rating to your friends.
Yes.
It's like, it's basic marketing. They got ya. I thought what we could do. Let's check each other's Uber ratings because we now know, Meg, you're sitting on a very, very paltry 4.91.
Yes.
Stars. Prevo, would you like to reveal yours, please?
Yeah, I've just opened mine up after hundreds of rides, and I was quite shocked at how many rides I've had. 4.79.
Oh, what actually, were you doing wrong?
Well, that's the question I've got, because I think in Uber, I've usually very respectful. I can't really think of what I did wrong, but I'm almost down to 4.5.
I've got a theory about you. Mm. I think you can be a little bit, what's the word, salty? Or just a bit, like, keep to yourself.
Sometimes, if I don't want to have a chat, I'll just say, hey, do you mind if I don't have a chat?
Yeah, see, if I was driving and you said that,
you'd be like, flog four.
Can you drop me off at New FM, please? Oh, look at this big star.
It's often when I need to go to the mechanics or whatever, actually.
I hate to be this guy.
I don't.
Crevo, can you please tell Meg what my rating is?
Oh my god, you're five stars.
Oh, get out.
Are you kidding?
Oh, this is bull.
Win, win, win.
And have you made a new account or something?
No.
How many rides would be on yours? You'd probably have the most out of anyone.
Because I was a big taxi driver user before. So, like, right. I would go in and out of Uber. Where do you find that?
You just go your trips, and then you can scroll through. It doesn't tell you how many, but you can just see.
Yeah, to get a rough idea of how many you've had.
Yeah, I reckon I've probably had about 40 or something, actually.
Oh, yeah, there's like...
Yours goes on for days.
20, yeah.
What I've learned from this, I'm never paying for the Uber ever again.
Yeah, because it just ruins your rating.
Ruins my rating.
Yeah, you know what you do, Meg? You go, I'm happy to put in... But you order it up.
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to have to
my
go from now
on. My app's not working.
You can do the ride share. You can do the share thing on there, I think, as well.
Well, that's true. But that seems really boring. Well,
that's irritated me. You've got oh, my God.
Meg, it's not all that bad. Like, when you're at a party, you go, oh, I'll get the Uber. Actually, no, I won't because it'll take too long. I've got a really bad Uber riding, but I'll just buy everyone a drink at the club and then ghost them.
It's just some money-saving tips from Jackson.
You were talking about life coaching before. Yeah. I need to come see you for some life coaching.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the bill.
$500 an hour.
You know
minimum.
What? We'll go for drinks at the pub, and then I'll go.
You get the Uber though, because my Uber rating's really bad.
What's the goss up next? What's in the
I want to talk about Angelina Jolie because apparently someone's going to get fired for her latest red carpet look. Also, to the Jonas Brothers are coming to Netflix, and I'm not completely sold that I'm excited for it.
Okay, details in minutes.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Good morning, sir. Now, I know you just mentioned our friends, the Jonas Brothers. Mm. I thought you were massive fans. I'm very surprised that you're not excited for their new show.
I don't know where that ever got into your mind. Like, whoever's telling you that is, like, pure conspiracy
as
theorist.
If you didn't have a purity ring back in the day.
Oh, God. There's never anything about this pure. Let's talk about it, though, because they are coming to Netflix. People very excited. Like, all the Jonas Brothers fans are like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's their first TV. Well, no, it's not. We all remember when they broke up, right, because they hated each other. One of them did a home renovations show because they couldn't get any music gigs outside of the boy band. So that's an interesting thing to find.
Yeah. So are they going to do something similar?
No. So they're going to Netflix, and it's a show called Roasted.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers, and we have a very exciting announcement for you.
Roasted.
That's not quite how that works, Joe. We are doing a Jonas Brothers family roast. It's a one-of-a-kind comedy special that celebrates the universal truth that no one can get under your skin quite like your family.
Roasted.
You'll see us like you've never seen us before through sketches, songs, games, and special guests.
And Roasted.
All to give us a roasting you'll never forget.
Roasted.
They are the embodiment of James Corden in pubescent looking like dudes.
It kind of sounds like Hey Hey, It's Saturday with the Jonas Brothers.
It kind of sounds like a frat house. You're sick, bro.
Awesome, roasted.
Bro. Roasted.
I won't be tuning in.
No.
Beavis and Butthead.
Just like, it's okay, it doesn't sound like a legitimate roast. I want absolutely savage comments, right?
Like,
I feel like this is the Disney Plus version or for the Disney Channel for 13-year-olds.
You know me. I love a good roast. I mean, if anyone's got some time, YouTube Ann Coulter's roast. I won't play any of the audio because it's too explicit. But the Jonas Brothers, no thanks. I don't want that cotton candy BS.
What do you think that you call a Jonas Brothers fans? You know how lots of artists have names for
losers.
I think it's going to be less of a roast and more of a light sauté.
Jonatics, by the way.
Oh, really?
Jonatics.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Jonatics?
Jonatics.
It sounds like someone that's a fan of a woman that's in a nursing home but has TikTok.
Or Joan Rivers.
Oh, I'm a Jonatic.
Joan Rivers is cool.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather be a Joan Rivers fan than a Jonas Brothers fan.
She would never name her fans.
No.
She's not that lame. She wasn't that lame.
Let's officially rename the Jonas Brothers fan group to the Getter Lifes.
I like that better.
Unless you're under 13, then all right, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're
fine.
Still developing.
No. Nick Jonas is fine. The others,
Are you a fan of Nick Jonas?
Yeah.
Which one's he? Can I do a quick Google? Because I can't tell.
He was the
apart.
One in DNCE.
No, that was Joe Jonas.
Was that Joe Jonas?
Yeah,
I thought it was Nick.
Get your Jonas Brothers.
Nick Jonas
right, Meg.
Is Priyanka Chopra, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's the only semi-handsome one out of the group.
No, I think Joe. Yeah.
Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
We're let still me do talking another Google. About the Jonas Brothers. They've got us. They've got us.
They tricked us with their roastery.
Joe Jonas, actually. Homage to. I pay respect because he's Sophie Turner's husband. God. He struck lucky.
Imagine.
Good to see that she's doing charity work. Moving on to Angelina Jolie, because she's been spotted on the red carpet in Rome, and I've sent you through a photo. I know it's a very visual thing, so just bear with me, but her hair extensions are really, really bad.
Horrible.
And someone's saying that she's going to get fired. Now, look, on the radio, you can't see it, but just imagine this, right? She's got a shoulder-length bob, and it looks like she's had hair extensions put under it to thicken it up, but they've slipped. So there's like a very clear cut as to where her real hair is, and then halfway down her back, just above her bottom, is where the hair extensions have landed and caught, and it looks horrific. And she's being roasted on Twitter.
Where the hair joins, it looks like when you're doing a renovation and there's two bits of plasterboard that met, but they haven't plastered or painted over, and you can just see the gap there.
Yeah, many people online accusing her hairdresser of being drunk. Also, too, saying someone's going to get fired.
I want to read the comment here on Twitter. Now, I'm no hairdresser, but whoever did Angelina Jolie's hair extensions did it wrong and or drunk.
You can see where the gap is. There's not meant to be a gap, I think.
Look, this one's really mean, but it says, the one time Brad Pitt's looking at red carpet photos of Angelina and not being sad that he's not next to her.
Savage. But probably, that's probably the right.
I've got a new nickname for you, Jackson.
Yeah.
Baby Joan Rivers.
I like it.
Savvy.
That's so nice. Yeah, that last tweet was made up. I just wanted to be nasty and not
and get away with not it. Take the blame.
Just blame it on someone else.
Blame it on Joan Rivers.
Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Yeah, 105 minutes commercial freeze up next with Jackson.
Hello. Hi. A bit of Riri, SOS. Remember this? Like, before she was even a thing?
Yeah. She was such a nice girl back then.
Yeah.
Good like girl like, gone bad.
Rip you if you did it wrong.
I feel like the same, too. I feel like she would beat me in an arm wrestle. Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Of Broken Dreams. And how about this?
Such positivity.
Thank you.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams to Lush Life.
Yeah. Hey, that's what we do.
The ups and downs that are life, right?
Yes.
We'll live them with me after nine.
The spice and variety.
I promise not to cry on air.
Oh. I don't think many radio shows promise that, which is good.
I can do it if you want.
It's good to have a point of difference. That's what I say.
If it brings the ears in, I'll do it.
Excellent. Something very exciting up next as well, because yesterday on the show, we got to talking about how a lot of different pubs have the same name. Almost every town, you'd see a pub called The Commercial, or more importantly, The Royal, which is in fact the most popular pub name in the country. There are over 240 pubs out of 2,000 in Australia called The Royal. So it's 10% roughly. It's pretty amazing. And then if you add variations in there, it's even more. So things like, say, the Royal Oak, as an example. There's so many of these pubs. So what we thought we'd do, and we mentioned this yesterday as kind of an offhand comment, seems like it's going to happen. We're going to have our very own Royal Tour. Now, what this is going to be is all of us, plus you as the listener, coming along, we'll probably dress up in royal like costumes and stuff like that, maybe a little crown, that sort of thing. And we go from royal pub to royal pub in a pub crawl.
I like this.
What I want you to do now on 131009 is call up 131009. Are you keen to come along? And what are you going to add to the day? We're looking for characters. Do you have a scepter, maybe? Mm. Do you have a crown? Do you have, like, a robe? Or are you willing to buy one?
Have they gone on to ancestry.com.au and found out they're related to a royal?
Yeah, even better.
Who knows?
That would be so good.
What we'll do, if the callers impress us today, we'll start granting passes.
That's right. Granting. I love
royal
that.
Royal decree?
Like we're knights. I grant you a pass to come on our royal tour.
This is so fun. The Novos Royal Tour. If you want to join 131009 and tell us why you think you'd make a great what's the word?
Is it
disciple?
No, it's not right. It's not quite either. Subject.
Subject.
Yeah.
No. Royal subject.
That's we're up for ourselves. The Novos. And our royal tour is on, guys.
Let's go to a little tour of all the royal hotels around Newcastle.
And we'll never be
listeners are long to come with us and we'll visit all of them in one day.
I like this.
And have a beer at each one.
Yeah.
Pubs of the same name of Newcastle.
Come check out my tour bus.
Yeah, very exciting. We're going to go from Royal Pub to Royal Pub. So we've found a number of different places called The Royal, and the plan is to stop at each one for one drink and dress up in all kinds of regalia.
So we're still in the working stages of this. So what we wanted to do here, I guess, was to make sure that we only allow fun people to come on this tour with us. So we need to, like, vet the people that are coming on it, right?
Exactly. So we need to make sure, and there's three key criteria. They need to be fun, wacky, and have a sense of humour, because we want people to dress up, have the crowns, maybe if you've got a scepter or some robes, or maybe you can acquire some with some coins that you have because you are royal.
Golden coins?
Yeah, exactly right. Maybe you own a plastic sword. These are all possible qualifications that could get you on the royal tour.
All right, well, let's meet our first contender, hey?
Yeah, let's go to Steph. Hey, Steph.
Hey,
Zoe. Hey, first of all, you sound really fun. Tell us, why should we accept you into the Novos Royal Tour?
Well, I would like to be accepted because my daughter was very excited when she heard it, and she said I could borrow her plastic princess crown and her Rapunzel wig.
Oh,
I'm liking
beautiful.
This. You can't bring the kids along, though.
No, it's a pub. But
I know. So she was aware of that.
Okay, good. That's very good. Yeah. Your subject has allowed you.
Now, the thing is, though, she's going to let you borrow these. There's a good chance they might go missing after a royal tour.
Well,
is she okay with this?
Would it be okay if they went missing and I replaced them for you? Yes.
Okay.
Said yes.
That's
very
right.
Good. Welcome aboard, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
You're in.
You're the first one to come on the royal tour. Steph, it's fun to say.
Where are you from?
From Paterson.
Nice one.
Steph from Paterson on the list.
Next person, please. Let's go to Heidi. Hello, Heidi.
Hello, how are you, darling?
Oh,
here we go.
You sound like a whole lot of fun.
As soon as I heard on the radio, I thought, I've got to get on that tour. I'm not going to do it.
No, I don't know if you're joking with the accent or not. Is it legit?
Of course it is. Only I'm from New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't think New Zealand accents were like that. But,
No, they're not. They're actually like this. But I thought I was going to do it. So,
just for the accent, you know what?
Access granted. Fun time.
Yes.
No
welcome aboard the Royal Tour. Heidi is our next one. Excellent.
Right. Going to Katie.
Yes, good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right, show us your best fun, your best wacky side to get on the Royal Tour, babe.
Well, look, I think I should be a part of it being a royal myself. I have a Highland title, so I have the lady title.
Is this
legally I can change my name to Lady. Yeah.
Is this a plot of land that you buy in, like, Scotland?
I was gifted it, so yes, technically. But also, I don't think I'm really that royal, maybe a royal bogan, and I'm also probably one of the loosest units you'll meet, so I'm in. Please pick me.
Excellent. Welcome aboard the Royal Tour.
Lady Katie.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, m'lady.
M'lady. I should tip say. Tip your fedora.
Oh, no. No fedoras on this trip.
No.
I've got to say, guys, the first three people accepted into the
Royal Tour.
Very impressive.
Yes.
Sounds like a fun day ahead.
It's going to be brilliant. I thought more
guys would ring up. Fascinating.
Mm.
The chicks love to get on it.
Yeah, they do. And they love royalty.
Get on the bus.
Any chance to dress up like a princess, we're all for it. I've already been looking at costumes. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, really?
You're going to go as me.
Like a princess.
Like a Disney princess?
No, like an actual, like getting like a princess get up with the crown and the victory rolls and everything.
What about you, Krovo? Have you thought about your outfit?
Oh, no, I haven't actually.
I was looking yesterday for you guys.
Oh, really? What did you see?
Like,
what did you see?
Like with the crown and then the red cape that has the jewels on it and the fur and.
I could either do that with the full fur and the white fur on a red trim sort of thing. Or the other thing that royals love to get around in is the sort of, I'm calling it out hunting suit. Oh. Which is a sort of patches on the elbow like a professor might wear, and the sort of long hunting pants and stuff like that.
I was thinking we need a court jester.
Oh,
don't look at
somewhere.
Me.
Somewhere.
Didn't think of that.
Do you know what? I was thinking about the first and only time this might happen.
What's that?
Getting dressed up in drag as Queen Elizabeth II.
Now that would be fantastic.
Would you like to see that?
Of course I would.
To see that.
Jackson, do you want to come?
I would love to come. I was just about to say, can I come as one of the Queen's guards?
Yes!
Because I like to always imitate the Queen's guards if people don't move for me on the footpath. Do you know how people walk 2D? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm going to stand back from the mic.
Move for the Queen's guard! Oh, this is great.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh, guys. Wow. I'm into it.
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
We'll continue this. If you think you're good enough and cool enough to join the Royal Tour, get in touch.
Yeah, send us a message, call Jackson, whatever.
Birthday Lotto up next. We're $350. All you need is a birthday to play, Creeper. What month?
Yeah, the wheel is spinning as we speak, and it has come up as November.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, she just sent me a text, actually.
Oh,
so
did
I
she?
Just heard that. Thanks, Maddie.
Oh, you. She's so lovely, isn't she?
Hey, guys, Birthday Lotto is here. $350. We have given away literally thousands of dollars in the last couple of weeks. It's time to do it again, I think. Let's do this.
Yes, we're going to Rachel from Maitland, works in hygiene. Says she's a nice Scorpio, but our producer Jackson apparently says that, so she knows he knows she's a liar. Loves the pub, has had a drink with Maddie apparently, and says she's very fun. When did you have a drink with Maddie, Rachel? A
couple of years ago.
Oh. What pub was this?
The Queen's Wharf Hotel.
Oh.
What are you doing drinking with a lady, Maddie?
I know who you are, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, going well. You come and collect the pink bins out of the ladies' bathrooms, right?
I used to do.
You don't do that anymore?
Well, I am doing it, but a different area now.
Oh, no. Bugger.
I know, you miss me, don't you?
I do. I always used to say hello when you're in the hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fun. You are fun, Rachel. You are. I like
I know.
It. Used to live in Sandgate. Do you miss living in Sandgate?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Hub of the universe.
Yeah, because I was closer to town and.
Damn water views. Beautiful.
Oh, I know.
I know, it's stunning out
fishing
here.
For a three-eyed fish down at the creek. All right, let's do this for you, Rachel. $350 up for grabs.
Oh, my God, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, were you born on the 23rd of November?
The 20th.
Oh, no.
You said it with such an exciting voice.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah. Guys, that is us done. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes.
Anything happening? Exciting, fun? What's going
on? What am I doing today? I've sort of lost track of everything. I don't know. I'm just going to enjoy the sunshine. Get out there. Maybe do a little Bunnings trip. I've got a few little projects in the garden to do.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Come home now. Sleep time for you.
Pretty much.
105 minutes commercial free is on the way with Jackson.
Yo. Bit of Sam Smith. I love that people go to Bunnings when the sun's out.
Well, I need to get stuff to do the garden.
Enjoy. Diamonds.
Oh,
I feel like Maddie would have sung this in front of the mirror growing up.
Did you, Maddie?
Miss you like a fool in the
face. How accurate.
Yeah, with a hairbrush.
Yeah.
I'll be famous one day.
Yeah. Hey, look, it came true.
And you did this in your hot pants, Jackson.
Yeah, and I sold it for money. Kylie Minogue.
That was last week, which was weird.
Last night.
Was that you on OnlyFans? Oh, my God.
I'll do it for YouTube. I'll do it for anything.
I just wear like Kylie the attention. Mask.
As long as they're paying.
guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.
See ya.